Today we celebrate Pentecost. So we know it's the red Sunday. It's one of the few times that we as pastors get to wear our red stoles. It's red because of the fire. It's red because it's time to put up our displays. Thank you, Connie Thompson, for doing that for us. Today we celebrate Pentecost, also known as Whit Sunday, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the disciples after Jesus' ascension. It's the 50th day of Easter, and before ascending to heaven, Jesus promised his believers that another counselor would come. God kept his oath by sending the Holy Spirit among the believers. Most can recall images of this day. God, the Holy Spirit, appeared in fire to the people gathered to celebrate Pentecost. The epiphany of wind and fire fulfills the prophecy of John the Baptist in Luke 3. John answered all of them, saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Acts 2 gives this long list that Elizabeth read of people gathered in Jerusalem from all over the Roman world. Pentecost is named as Shavuot in the Jewish world. And it was a major feast that brought Jewish people from everywhere in Jerusalem, or to Jerusalem. Jews from all over who had been displaced would converge on Jerusalem to worship the Lord during the feast. Pentecost wasn't always the fire and wind occasion that our scriptures talk about today. At first, Pentecost was a festival of weeks, or first fruits, that occurred several weeks after Passover. It celebrated the harvest and expressed thanks for God's faithfulness in supplying the harvest to the whole household. Sons and daughters, male and female, slaves, strangers, orphans, and widows were all present. The significance, however, of Pentecost changed later. It came to be associated with the gift of the Ten Commandments as instruction by faithful living in the covenant. Now, there's a third meaning of Pentecost. It is associated with God's giving of the Spirit and is known as the birthday of the church. God promises harvest, provides instruction for faithful living, and the Spirit that manifests God's presence and empowers faithful witness. God gives what God's people need. So the Holy Spirit gave the small band of believers special abilities that day to speak different languages. These men of Galilee would speak their message not only in Greek, which all those visitors to Jerusalem would already understand, but also in their local languages. These people from all over various regions of the Roman Empire and beyond can hear and understand the words. Now the disciples have stepped into the public square with an extraordinary new message. To everyone's surprise, they relay this message across these different languages. People from all around the world are astonished to discover that they understand. This doesn't necessarily mean that the disciples have become multilingual. There are only 12 disciples, while the list of Jews from every nation far outnumber them. Instead, the sound waves between the disciples' mouth and the people's ears seem to be going through some miraculous transformation. Somehow, the Spirit transforms the disciples' words from their land on their hearers' eardrums. as the crowd says, "If these men speaking are Galilean, how are we hearing their words in our language?" The short answer, it's a miracle, an amazing miracle. It is the part of Pentecost's story many of us remember best. And while we're talking about others telling of the events of the Spirit, the fire and the wind, we should note that the prophet Joel in chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, tells us that God would one day empower all classes of the community to become prophets by pouring out the Spirit in a display of wind and fire, so that all who are called on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you remember the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis? Early in humanity's history with God, the whole earth had one language and used the same words. But there was no language barrier. Everyone understood. And they were all using the metric system. Nothing held them back, and they set about building a tower to reach to heaven. But the Lord said, "This is too much, too soon. Not gonna happen." So the Lord went down there and he confused their languages so they couldn't understand one another's speech. You can imagine, it put a quick end to things when the landowner spoke Spanish and the contractor spoke Farsi and the plumber Mandarin and the electrician English and the preachers, God help them, woke up to that day speaking Latin. The Lord scattered them all over the earth. The confusion of this difference was overwhelming. But on this day of Pentecost, we see the Tower of Babel's story reversed and turned upside down. The Spirit of God has been poured out on everyone. Now we have the miraculous, miracle ability to understand one another in ways that we couldn't before. The day of Pentecost reversed what happened with the tower. "The power of Pentecost is that the church has something to say," writes Tom Long. "This may not seem like power in the face of other kinds of power, but the Word made flesh was not the kind of power the world expected. This is the world that needs things like the words of grace, the words of hope, of healing, of presence, of welcoming, of forgiveness, and new life. When the Spirit came upon the church stood up and spoke. Instead of silence, there was language. The Spirit came and the words went out. Give thanks to all the communities of faith that gather for worship and service in Christ's name every week, for the nourishment they provide for mind, body, and spirit, for the counselor, for the shelter, for the fellowship and the mission, both here and around the world, that those people who worship sustain. The Word becomes flesh, and the flames of Pentecost grant life and light and remarkable power. The Holy Spirit is how the church breathes. It is how God gives us life and direction as Jesus' followers. It is God's right in our midst. God nudging us to see what Jesus would do in a given situation, helping us notice other people's needs, and making us bold in our ability to share the love of God with someone else. The Holy Spirit is God's breath of life flowing into our living. Has anybody here ever experienced asthma or bronchitis? Well, you know how firsthand how desperate people need oxygen. and how hard it is for a congregation or an individual Christian to breathe without the Holy Spirit, it's very similar. Everything wears you out. It's uphill, it pulls you down, and it ends up by defeating you. Jesus said, "You shall be my witness." He did not say, "You shall be my spiritual heroes." He said, "You have something to tell. And by my Spirit, I send you to tell it." The church has a truth to tell, which we did not create, but was created by God for us. We have a life to proclaim, which we did not make, but yet we received it. Our sons and daughters will have a word to speak, that life is stronger than death, hope is more profound than despair, and that one day every tear will be wiped away and there will be no pain in your life, no pain anymore. God may very well call us, "My children, be my instruments so that I can fill this world with my love. Use my gifts in faith to respond to the needs around you. Be my witnesses, even amidst your own insecurities." May God's Holy Spirit fill our hearts, guide our impulses, and breathe his power into us so that we can be filled with power to be the church. Witness to the love and hope of Jesus Christ. However, God would have us be the church in Christ's name and in Christ's glory. Stephen Holmes writes a wonderful poem, and it goes like this. "Holy Spirit, river of love, divine delight, flow through me. Flame of sun, burn in me. Wind of heaven, breathe in me. Tongues of strangers, speak to me. Love of God, sing in me. Lead me beyond myself to return to you in the other. To love you in my stranger self. May I be home in a place that doesn't speak what I can understand. Burn with your fire in me that it may be mine. Breathe yourself into my life so that it may be yours. I am your song and you are singing. I am your candle and you are my flame. Holy Spirit, love the world in me. It is our new birth that we are celebrating today." So happy birthday, church. You are the church of God's mission. There is nowhere you can go where God is not. Go out and live the Spirit-filled life we celebrate. Amen.